mind hitting a buzzer for me? Any buzzer you'd like.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. So, since you're 7, this is going to be super easy for you.
Okay.
Because I'm sure you're really smart. All I want you to do is tell me what letter this is.
A.
What's in the picture.
An
and
apple.
And then, if you can, think of something else that starts with the same letter.
Wait, what do I have to do again?
Think of any other word that starts with the same letter. Any word.
And.
Yep, exactly. So the same thing with all of them. So if you can tell me the letter, what's in the picture,
B,
and then another one.
That's a boy.
Mm-hmm. What letter is it?
B. Buoyant?
Yeah.
C. Those are cookies. Cooks.
Good one.
Duck. D. That is a duck. Document?
Oh, good one.
That is the letter E, and that is an elephant. N.
Oh, yes.
F. And that is a fish. Function?
Yeah, that's a really good word.
Hey, Kieran, why don't you try this face mask on here? That one just looks a little bit uncomfortable since it's pushing against your face.
I'm just gonna try this one. Maybe it'll be more comfortable, okay? Is that okay?
This one's okay, but sure, I can try
this
one.
We want you to be comfortable while you're doing this.
Oh, don't worry. I'm comfortable.
Is this one better?
I think it might be worse.
You think it's worse?
Yeah.
Maybe if you guys don't mind, maybe since we're all wearing masks, she could just not wear one.
We're okay with that. You're okay with that.
Is that okay with you?
I'm okay with it. Are you okay with that just because everybody else is masked?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
That'll be great.
Perfect.
Okay.
That should be more
relaxed. Okay.
Let's keep on going.
Okay. Letter G, and that is a guitar. GNU?
Sure, yeah. Do you play any instruments?
Not professionally.
But what do you play unprofessionally?
A guitar. I don't really play guitar. A piano? Letter H, and that is a house? Hose?
Yes.
I, and that is ice? Icicle?
Good one.
J? And juice. Jacket. K, and that is a key. Kingdom.
Good one.
L, and those are leaves. Leave. M, and that is a monkey. I can't think of anything else that starts with the letter M.
Maybe a fruit?
Oh, I thought of one.
Yes.
Mom.
Yeah.
N, and that is a nose. Nostril. O, and that is an orange. con to?
Yeah.
P, and that is a plate. Potato.
Yep. One.
That is a Q, and that duck is saying quack. Quilt.
One.
R, and that is a red crayon. Rooster. S, and that is a spider. Spindle?
Those are really good words.
Thank you. T, and that is a table. Talented?
Yes.
U, and that is an umbrella.
The last few are a little difficult.
Yeah.
Maybe, so you can go down or you can go
up.
Yep, good one.
V, and that is a vacuum. Vicinity? Is that a word?
Yes, it is.
W, and that is a watch. Is watch? Because there are two meanings of watch. Like you can watch with your eyes and that watch.
Those are two different words technically, yep.
Oh, okay. X, and that is an X-ray photo. Xylophone.
Good one.
Y, and that is yogurt. Yoctometer. Z, and that is a zebra. I can't think of anything else that starts with a Z.
Where might you see a zebra in Columbus?
The zoo.
Yes, exactly. Good job. You did absolutely fantastic.
I think me and Mommy are actually going there a little later today.
Oh my God, you have such an eventful day today.
Yes.
All right, you did great on that. Go ahead and hit another buzzer and we can move on to the next one.
Okay.
I like that noise. All right, this one is numbers. So just want you to tell me what number it is and
one,
what number might come next.
One, mm-hmm. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 11, 12, 12, 13, 13, 14, 14, 15, 15, 16. Wait.
What number is that?
20.
20. So
21.
If we went from 15 to 20, what do you think we would go from 20 to?
21. Oh, now we're counting by fours.
What do you think would happen?
25, 29.
So if we went from 15 to 20 and then 20 to 25, counting our fives, what do you think we're going to do?
Oh. 30.
Yes.
35.
Okay, now we're doing a different pattern.
Okay.
So if we went from 30 to 40, right?
50.
We're going to go from what to 50?
40 to 50. 50 to 60. 60 to 70. 70 to 80. 80 to 90. 90 to 100.
What do you think comes
110? 200.
Yes, and what about now?
300.
You think so, but it's...
Wait, what?
What did we jump to?
500.
And then what do you think the last one's going to be? It's a big number.
1,000?
Yeah, good job. All right, now we're going to do some math.
Ooh, 16.
Can you read it for me?
9 plus 7 equals 16.
Wow, that was so fast.
19 minus 1 equals 18.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, 6 times 3 equals...
And even if you don't know the answer, just try your best or move on.
18? Seven. 21 divided by 3 equals 7.
Wow, that is amazing. Not a lot of people know that one, so that's really impressive. Go ahead and hit another buzzer for me.
Okay, I practice on an app called Reflex in school, mm-hmm. and I'm doing multiplication and division on it, so that's why I know that.
That's amazing. All right, we will move on to the next.
Okay.
This one can be sometimes a little bit silly, but...
Oh.
What is this?
That's a lamp.
We're going to call this a light. So we have one light.
Okay.
Then what do you call this?
Two lights.
Good job. All right.
That's a purse.
We're going to call this a bag. So if we have one bag...
And now we have two bags. What
is... This is called a yak. So one yak.
Two yaks. One reef?
We're gonna call this a smide.
What's a smide?
They're just silly names.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Two smides.
Good job. This is a kel.
Okay.
So if we have one kel.
Two kels.
Mm-hmm.
One rock. Two rocks.
This is a pite.
Okay. One pite. Two pites. One slide. Two slides. One bell. Two bells.
We're going to call this a yag.
One yag. Two yags. One crib. Two cribs, one shoe, two shoes, one toy boat.
We're going to call this a ship.
Okay, one ship, two ships.
We're going to call this a dup.
Okay, one dup, two dups.
This is called a skack.
One skack, two skacks.
This is a brib.
One brib, two bribs.
This is a mip.
One mip, two mips.
Another silly words. This is a foo.
A foo, two foos.
We're gonna call this a snack.
A snack, two snacks. A mug.
We're gonna call this a cup.
A cup. Two cups.
We're back to the beginning. You did great. It was a little silly, wasn't it?
Yes, that was extremely silly.
All right, you did great on that one.
Okay.
Let's hit another buzzer and we can move on. Perfect. All right, so we have a picture here. There's a lot going on.
Yes, there is a lot.
I just want you to tell me what you see and then maybe think of what's going on and like a backstory of how they got there.
So there is a boy with a lion, and they're in like kind of a pondy area, and the boy and the lion are in a boat, and I see two fish floating in the water, but one of them is a little weird. And I see some lily pads in the pond. And I see a dragonfly, and I think I see mountains in the background. So how they got here is a boy was exploring in the forest, and he met a lion, and they became friends. And then they traveled off to a pond far away. And then they found a boat, and they hopped in the boat, and they went into the pond to sail and see the fish.
How do you think they became friends? Would you become friends with a lion?
I could.
You could, yeah.
It might be hard, but, so maybe he gave it some meat to eat.
So he wouldn't eat him?
Yeah.
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 Anything else?
No.
Okay, we can move on.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, so I see a boy in his room, and he's dressed up like a pilot, and I think he's pretending that his bed is an airplane, and this is his imagination, and he's flying through the sky, and he has a paper airplane, and it's flying around. That's what I see. So this boy, he didn't know what to do. So he decided to pretend he was flying a plane through his bedroom. And he would pretend his bed is the plane. So, and he wanted to get high up. So he got a lot of pillows, and he got on top of them, and he made a paper airplane, and he pretended that it was flying through the air.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Anything else you see around his room?
I see some cars. Maybe he was pretending that's down below. And I see a little fish over there. And it looks like a pretty nice day outside. That's pretty much all I seem to see.
Perfect.
Okay. Ooh. So this looks like a girl who is pretending to be a scientist, or is a scientist. And there is a giant octopus, and it is reading her books and squiggling around her lab. And I see she has two pet mice, and there are a lot of test tubes and beacons. And I see some graphs on the walls. And I see safety first. Mm-hmm. She has goggles on. And she has a clipboard. So maybe she is a scientist. And she's experimenting on a giant octopus. And she has an idea because she has a light bulb. And maybe it is to do an experiment on this octopus, but not hurting it in any way. It's just doing it an experiment on it. And maybe she'll use some beacons in this experiment, maybe. And probably her two pet mice are probably just gonna run around and relax and not help with the experiment. Yeah, that's pretty much what I see.
What do you think she's experimenting on the octopus for? Like, what is she trying to figure out?
I don't know.
What would you want to figure out about an octopus?
Maybe how they produce their ink.
That's, yeah. Alright.
Okay. Oh my goodness. So I see a girl, and she's very happy, probably because she found a ginormous radish. And I think she is looking to eat it. And I see it's a pretty nice day, and there are two snails. And I see some other normal-sized vegetables. Maybe they could be big vegetables. I don't really know. And so maybe she has a garden, and she went out to her garden one day, and she found a ginormous radish, and she pulled and pulled and pulled, and she got the radish out, and now she's thinking of splitting it with her friends, the snails.
Well, how do you think the radish got so big?
Well, I know that plants need sunshine, water, good soil, and oxygen to survive. So maybe it was a really nice day, and then it was raining for a little while, and there was really rich and nice soil, and then it grew, whoop, boing, and then it grew super big.
Yeah. All right, that is all for this one. Go ahead and hit another buzzer.
Did I hit all of them?
Did you hit the purple one?
I don't know. I know I hit these two and this one.
Okay, I think maybe you didn't hit the purple one yet.
Oh,
I'm not
okay.
Sure. Did you hit that one?
I did, I think. I think
well,
I did.
Well, you can hit two at once next time.
Okay.
All right. Do you like reading?
Yes, I do like
Perfect.
Reading.
Perfect. I just want you to read as much as you can.
Okay. Tess tricked her brother Ty into going to the park by letting him play with her tennis ball. The two ran 4 blocks to the park. They slowed down to a walk when they could see the tennis courts. In the summer, the courts were always full. Tess was very clever. She had been earning tennis balls and lessons from people who were playing at the park. When the courts were full, Tess asked people she knew if they needed help picking up balls. Of course, she never asked strangers. Tess saw some people from church that were taking a break and getting a drink on the side of, of the side of the court. Hi, can I help you pick up balls today? She asked. I can help too, said Ty. Mrs. Sims smiled and said, that would be nice, but we are all done playing for the day. Maybe next time. Okay, thanks, said Tess. Ty ran into the next court. He started to ask two men, can I help you? Tess took his hand and whispered, Ty, we don't know them. We can't ask them. We should only ask people we know. Ty looked around and spotted his teachers from church. He ran in front of Tess and asked, can I help you pick up balls? After the ball fell to the ground and a point was won, Mrs. Webb said, that would be fantastic. Can my sister help too? Ty asked. Tess changed her mind about having Ty at the park with her. He was a hard worker too, and she didn't mind him coming with her.
Good job, you're a fantastic reader.
Thank you. I have good news, class, said Mr. Starr. Our school is going to have a play. The play is called The Princess and the Frog. The principal wants students in our room to dance in the play. She knows we have lots of good dancers in our room. She'd like us to dance the way we dance off the playground. She will visit later this week to pick children in our room to dance in the play. So keep practicing your dancing. Everyone shouted, hooray! We are going to be in a play. People will come and watch us dance. What fun! I'd like to dance in the play, said Jamia. Me too, exclaimed Tamara. The girls were good friends. Jamia was a good dancer. Tamara liked to dance too, but she did not know all the dances. I do not know all the dances. I will not be picked, said Tamara. I will teach you every dance, said Jamia. Each day on the playground, the girls practiced every dance. They practiced so they would be good dancers in the play. The girls danced and dreamed about being in the play. All the children danced and danced all week. On Friday, the principal came to pick dancers for the play. You are all good dancers. I'd like all of you to be in the play, she told them. The children were happy. They were excited to all be in the play. Tamara hugged Jamia. Thank you for helping me, she said. You're a good friend. The girls were so happy. They smiled and danced. All the boys and girls joined in the dance, too.
All right, this is our last one.
Okay. Carmelo, Sam, and Rashawn play baseball. Rashawn is a good hitter. One day, he hit the baseball over the fence. "Oh no," said Carmelo. "Now we cannot play. Our ball is gone," Sam said. "No problem. I will jump over the fence and get the ball." "No, you can't. The ball went over Mr. Smith's fence. Mr. Smith has a big tan dog. If you jump over the fence, the dog will bark and bite you," said Carmelo. Sam said, "Fine, I will just go knock on Mr. Smith's door." That is just what he did. Mr. Smith laughed. He says, "My dog wouldn't hurt a fly. Here is your ball." Sam was a superhero that day. "I never saw snow before. In Somalia, it does not snow. This is my first winter in Ohio." That's where we are. "It is cold now. It is cold enough to snow. I looked out the window before I went to bed, and I did not see snowflakes fall. Then when I woke up, there was snow on the ground. I woke my cousin and we ran outside. The other kids were lying on the ground in the snow. They were doing jumping jacks on the ground. When they stood up, I saw the snow angels."
Perfect. You did absolutely fantastic. Go ahead. Hit another buzzer or two. It's up to you.
I think I've done all of them already.
You can hit two at a time.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, perfect. All right. I just want you to tell me what's going on in the picture.
Okay. There's a boy brushing his teeth.
Tell me how you would do it.
There's a boy brushing his teeth. So how I would brush my teeth is I would first take the toothbrush, wet the toothbrush, then take the toothpaste and put a pea-sized dollop on the toothbrush. Then I would brush in all surfaces.
Perfect.
Oh, it's a boy washing his hands. So how I would do this is I would turn on the tap, wet my hands, turn off the tap so I don't waste water, and then I would soap up my hands real good. And then I would turn back on the tap and rinse my hands to get all the soap off. It's a boy tying his shoes. So I actually don't really know how to tie my shoes very well. So
that's okay.
I don't really. So I know you do something like you cross them and then you make like a little loop and then you have to put the other thing around the loop and then you have to insert it into a hole, but I never know which hole it is because there are so many of them. So
no, that's exactly right. That's how one ties their shoes.
Okay. There's a girl putting cereal into a bowl. So how I would do this, oh, and I see she poured some milk too. So I would, to get the milk, I would go to my refrigerator. I would open it up, get the milk out, get a glass from the cupboard, and then pour the milk into the cup. And then I would bring it over to the table, and then I would get the box of cereal, get a bowl and a spoon, and pour the cereal into the bowl, and then I would eat it.
Perfect.
Oh, it's a boy getting dressed. So, I don't always wear socks, so if I was wearing socks, I would just put them on. And then I would get some underwear on, and then I would put my pants on, and then I would put my shirt on. It's a girl making cupcakes. I don't really know how to make cupcakes. Oh, she's icing the cupcakes.
Have you iced cupcakes before?
I know how to do it.
How would you do that?
So I would take the icing bag and squirt frosting onto the cupcake, and then I would smooth it out with a knife, and then I would take some sprinkles and may pop a few on the top.
What's your favorite flavor of cupcake?
Vanilla.
Vanilla is a good one.
It's a girl painting. I like to paint. So what you do is you dip your brush in the water, And then you dip it in the color of paint you want to use. And then you get some paper and you paint it on the paper.
What do you like painting usually?
I like painting... I really like painting abstract art. And like little shapes and stuff. That's what I usually like to paint. It's a boy buckling his seatbelt. So I would just pull out the seatbelt, do-do-do-do-do, and buckle it in. That's a very simple one. Oh, it's a girl feeding a teddy bear. So I would scoop up the food and then feed it to the teddy bear, but I don't think the teddy bear would actually eat it, but you could pretend the teddy bear would eat it.
Do you feed your stuffed animals?
No. I do not feed them. This is a boy dressed up for Halloween. So I would, maybe months later, before Halloween, I would pick a costume to wear. And then over those few months, we would make that costume. We usually make our costumes, but we usually buy stuff to make the costume. So, and then for Halloween, I would dress up and go trick-or-treating, as you do on Halloween.
What have you dressed up for previous Halloween?
Well, last Halloween, I think I dressed up as a cat. And then the Halloween before that, I dressed up as a bat. And then I know when I was really young, I dressed up as a pea and an octopus. I know when I was really young.
What about this year? Do you have any idea what you're going to be?
No.
Not yet?
No, not yet. These are some kids going down a slide. So I would climb up the ladder to get to the slide, and then I would go, wee! And I would put my feet down at the bottom so I don't go, wah! It's a boy kicking a soccer ball. So I would lift up my leg and maybe get a running start, and then I would go, pow! Woo! And the ball would go, wah!
Do you play any sports?
No. I do not. Oh, it's some boys playing with blocks, making a block tower. So I would pump out the blocks, and then I would put one block, two block, three block, four blocks, and I would stack them up. That's what I would do. Okay. It's someone pushing a girl on a swing. So how I... Wait, which one do I have to pushing the swing?
Either one. Do you get pushed on the swing or do you do it by yourself?
Well, sometimes when the swing is really high, I need some help getting some velocity. But at my swing that we built on my pirate playset that I have in my backyard, I can just like go back on my feet and then let go, and then I start pumping, and then I eventually get really high. It's two girls sharing a lollipop. So how I would share a lollipop is I would get the lollipop, and then I would give the other person some licks of the lollipop, and then I would have some licks of the lollipop, and so on.
Last one.
What? What is he doing?
I don't know. So there's some type of timer.
Yeah.
And he's sitting, so what do you think he's doing?
Thinking?
Possibly.
How I would think is I would think? How do you think? Using your brain?
Maybe he's in time out?
Oh. I don't know how I would do time out because I'm usually very good in school.
That's good, I'm glad. All right, that's all of them, so go ahead and hit another buzzer or two at a time.
Okay, so I'm gonna hit these two.
All right, and
that was a strange noise.
One more thing.
Okay.
I'm just going to pick a random picture, and then okay. You get to tell me about it.
Okay.
Let's do...
Do I have to make up a story about it or just tell you what's in the picture?
Whatever you want.
Okay, so I'll just tell you what I see in the picture. So I see a goat, and it is on a throne, and it is wearing a princess hat for some reason. How did that princess cat get on that goat? That's very weak. That's very strange. And it has candy and gems and money down below it. This is a very rich goat, I can say.
Maybe the goat is a princess.
Maybe. I've never seen a princess goat before. But maybe there is. Who knows?
Now you have.
Yep.
All right. Well, that is all of it. Thank you so much for participating today.
Okay.
Absolutely fantastic.
Okay.
You're scientists today, so that's super cool.